This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Urgent action is needed to avoid a repeat of tragedies like the drowning of at least 27 people in the English Channel on Wednesday, the United Nations Refugee Agency has said. The incident amounted to the largest single loss of life in the English Channel since the UN Migration Agency, IOM, started recording data in 2014. Another 106 migrants were rescued in French waters on Wednesday alone. Since the start of the year, well over 31,000 have attempted the dangerous crossing between France and the UK, and 7,800 people have been rescued at sea, according to French authorities. Ever-increasing numbers of people are attempting the journey in small, unseaworthy boats as they flee conflict, poverty or persecution in Afghanistan, Sudan, Iraq, Eritrea and elsewhere. UNHCR reiterated the importance of continuing to raise awareness of the risk posed by sea crossings and of the false information given by smugglers who exploit the distress of children, women and men who have left their home countries. The UN agency added that the development of legal and secure channels is crucial to safeguarding migrants' lives and, in particular, family reunification. One in five refugee or internally displaced women have faced sexual violence, and the situation continues to worsen globally, the UN Refugee Agency said on Thursday. On the 30th anniversary of the campaign for 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, the UN agency said there's been a global surge in domestic violence, child marriages, trafficking, sex exploitation and abuse since March. A lethal mix of confinement, deepening poverty and economic duress is unleashing a renewed wave of violence against refugee, displaced and stateless women and girls, it said. To tackle the crisis, the UN agency has called for funding to be scaled up for grassroots projects that focus on prevention and helping victims of gender-based violence. These include the Myanmar Ethnic Women's Refugee Organization, where refugee women have joined forces to overcome abuse, reinforcing their role as strong protectors of their families and communities. UNHCR issued the alert after recording increases in gender-based violence in at least 27 countries. In the Central African Republic, it's said that one gender-based violence incident is recorded every hour. And in Colombia, similar incidents affecting Venezuelan refugees and migrants have increased by 40% over the first three quarters of the year, the agency noted. The execution of an Iranian former young offender has been condemned by UN-appointed independent rights experts who have urged the authorities to stop sentencing children to death. Armen Abdelali was convicted of murder when he was 17. He was executed at dawn on Wednesday, the 24th of November. The date had been rescheduled at least six occasions and involved Mr. Abdelali being transferred to solitary confinement in preparation for his execution, only to be returned to his cell at the last minute. There are currently more than 85 juvenile offenders on death row in Iran, whose sentences violate international human rights law, according to the rights experts. They added that the majority are from marginalised groups or are individuals who themselves have been victims of abuse. Katie Dartford, UN News.